Welcome back to segment 4 of program 9 of our program, The Bigger Picture. I'm Woody, your host here on AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia, WCGA. And we're talking about my response to the movie, The Sound of Freedom, which really kicked me to a new level of understanding and action. In fact, it's troubled me all week, so much so I'm actually having trouble doing this program, perhaps as you can tell, because my heart is heavy and my mind is spinning in trying to answer the question, what really must we do? What can we possibly do to begin to address this egregious situation that Cindy and I saw on Tuesday night? It's the story of Tim Ballard, who was kind of a rogue intel government agent who, tired of the bureaucracy, decided to go and rescue some children, some slave trafficked children in South America, and specifically in Colombia. But these kids were being shipped all over the world. And he was responsible for an amazing, amazing rescue. It happens to be a very true story. And Jim Caviezel plays Tim Ballard in this particular movie. But I want to take a moment at what real leadership is, because I saw that model by the actor Jim Caviezel, who I assume was actually doing a pretty good portrayal of Tim Ballard, who I've also seen in recent talk shows. We need the return to what male leadership was supposed to be, as modeled by George Washington and the others in the early years of our nation. And it's based, I believe, in just a few scripture passages. And the first would be Micah 6:8. I think that is the governing scripture for real leadership. And that simply says, what does God require of you but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? The three elements of leadership then are what? A strong sense of justice. The rule of law is mandatory in any successful civilization, and men are charged with understanding that rule of law must be respected and abided by, or the culture descends into anarchy. And with justice, there is punishment. And there are a lot of people that believe the Black Lives Matter bunch who've been in the streets and the white liberals who've been clamoring with them believe that any application of punishment to a voluntary breaking of the law because someone thought it wasn't just is not the way it works. Our laws are decided and made by the people in the Congress. They are just, presumably based upon the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And when people break the laws, they must be held to that, and we ourselves must hold ourselves to those standards. But the second element is the element of mercy. And that is, if we expect mercy ourselves from a holy and righteous God, then we ourselves better be prone to apply mercy to others. And that's maybe in a subjective area of the law, but that's why we're under English case law and not under French code law. If you remember Joubert in The Bishop's Candlesticks, or Les Miserables, relentlessly chief character, Jean Valjean, was guilty of stealing the bishop's candlesticks, allegedly. And Joubert, the inspector, doggedly pursued him because the law had been broken and the law must be satisfied irrespective of the mitigating circumstances in that particular story. There must be mercy applied, and our system allows for that, and men must be prone to accept and abide that, but not under largesse. There is justice balanced by mercy, and mercy is justly balanced by justice. And the third element is humility. Men must walk in humility with God and with their fellow men, and that's pretty much laid out by Paul in let's use two scripture verses. Let's use Romans 12:3, which says, for I say by the grace given unto me to every man that is present among you, not to think of himself more highly, but to judge soberly according as God has given to every man the measure of faith. And the second in Paul's letter to the Philippians, it actually, for context, you'd read verses 1 through 4 of chapter 2, but I'm going to focus on 3 and 4, that simply, the Woody paraphrase, and it's fairly accurate, is simply this: let every man look on the things of others more than he looks on his own things. Let every man think of others as more important than himself. Focus on other people is one of the great teachings of Jesus the Christ when he was on the earth. It's all about others. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And a true leader is concerned about others, not himself, not his advancing in rank, not his acquisition of great land masses, but of the good of the people that he leads and the people that he protects. And in our American culture, I have seen that now thoroughly eroded because of what I watched on the movie screen Tuesday evening, July the 4th, with The Sound of Freedom. Folks, we should have stood up a long time ago. We should have gone to war against the drug lords and the traffickers that are involved in this, and often it's a joint enterprise. We should have gone to war a long time ago. Our Congress should have written laws, and international laws should have been, I guess, forced to recognize the fact that this sex trafficking and the drug industry are actually weapons of war against America, and that we should have armed forces that are interdicting and, as Tim Ballard did, rescuing these innocent children who are being trafficked around the world and a lot here in America for the purpose of sexual exploitation and also drug trafficking, because there is an intermingling of it. We don't have time to talk about it now, but the two are related. And really, I believe we need military action against that more than we do some of these wars that we've been involved in around the world. Men must stand up and take action. It begins with talking about it and focusing on what's wrong and coming up with solutions and then mounting up, and I mean that literally, and taking action. We need to go to war against these traffickers of children and traffickers in drugs, because it is the corrosive acid that is eating away, or has probably already eaten away, the strong foundation of what America was. I hope you'll go see that movie, Sound of Freedom, and you'll think about it as I have. We need men to stand up and be leaders. I hope you'll come back for the final segment 5 of Program 9.